This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter, who's also a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. We want to get his reaction to the climate change and energy bill proposed on Wednesday by the chairwoman of that committee, California Democrat Barbara Boxer. And Senator, it's always good to talk to you.
Great to be with you, Greg.
You and I have speculated a few times over the past couple of months about what this bill would include. You mentioned the fact that the Democrats were pretty much working on this by themselves. In the end, is it pretty much what you expected, or is it a little bit different?
It's what I expected. It's another radical bill, much like the House bill. There are still large elements of it which are unwritten, so it's not a full bill. They need to fill in the blanks with regard to credits, basically depending on exactly how they need to work to buy votes, and that's exactly what went on in the House side. I think the bottom line is it will get through the Environment and Public Works Committee, on which I serve. It's a very left-leaning committee headed by Barbara Boxer. But then it will run into real trouble on the Senate floor where it needs 60 votes.
And you mentioned, of course, that it needs 60 votes, but there are now 60 Democrats in the Senate. But from what we're hearing is there's about 20 different members of Congress, probably most of them Democrats, who consider themselves undecided right now based on what they know about this bill at this point. What's their major concern? How do they need to be swayed one way or the other here?
Well, there are plenty of Democrats who can't vote for this bill. Hopefully Mary Landrieu from my state of Louisiana, because of what it would do to the energy industry. People like folks from Ohio. There's a very liberal Democratic senator from Ohio, but it's a big coal state. It would devastate Ohio's economy. So just because of the direct economic impact in the Midwest and other places, this bill will not get all the Democratic votes by any means.
The Democrats say, at least those who are in favor of this bill, say this is a home run for three different reasons, and I want to go through them individually with you and get your reaction to it. First of all, they say it's important for the sake of our planet to take a step in this direction by reducing carbon emissions, moving towards a greener economy, which is a separate subject we can talk about in a minute. But in terms of the environmental impact, both nationally and globally, what would this bill do?
Well, if this issue is real in terms of the science, even if you see that, it's a worldwide issue. No one nation can make an impact without cooperation from others. So far, it's been crystal clear that China and India will not follow this lead in any way. This theory that if you build it, they will come, or if you lead, they will follow. China and India has made it crystal clear that they're not going to be any part of that. And so there is no prospect that it would make a dent in terms of carbon emissions and global warming, even if you accept the science.
I mentioned the economy, Senator, and many say we need to transition now. The old manufacturing-based economy went out with the decline of the auto industry and so forth, and they say a new renewable energies type of economy is not only good for our planet, but it's also going to create millions of new jobs. How would you react to that?
Well, we do need to transition to a new energy future and new jobs, but the way you do that is build bridges to the future, invest in R&D, not simply attack what we have now and take apart what we have now. So certainly we need a positive transition. I'm all for that. I've supported those efforts. But again, you do that positively by building that bridge to the future, particularly with fuels like natural gas and nuclear, and by doing research and development, not simply by putting out of business a lot of existing companies and jobs.
The third component the Democrats point to, as you know, they say it's a national security initiative as well because it's domestic energy. We don't have to rely on nations that hate us for our sources of energy we're so dependent on right now. Your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, folks who say that clearly aren't being honest, because at the same time they're shutting down other domestic energy that we have, including looking offshore for new natural gas, which is relatively clean. They're also generally not strong advocates for nuclear at all, and that's another domestic energy source we need to tap. I'm for tapping domestic energy across the board. New initiatives, new technology, new developments, but also what we have that includes oil and gas. Natural gas is a particularly important bridge to the future, and nuclear is a particularly important bridge to the future. So we need to do all of that. It's not either or, it's all of the above.
Senator, as you know, there is an allegation of hypocrisy aimed towards the administration right now, because while they vehemently oppose expanding offshore drilling in this country, they're paying for the Brazilians to do it for
That's
the benefit
right.
of Brazil. Explain the back and forth there. How does that mesh?
I certainly can't explain the rationale. I don't get it. But they're literally using billions of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars through stimulus programs to help fund Brazilian energy development, oil and gas development, while at the same time they're shutting down that activity in this country and blocking the way for increased access offshore in this country. Makes no sense.
Senator, in terms of getting a bill that the Democrats can pass, you mentioned right now you don't think they have the votes to do that, certainly not enough to cut off debate and move to a final vote. But as we see on the health care bill, there's some wheeling and dealing and trying to figure out what can be done to get those votes. And you mentioned that earlier on this bill as well. Where do you expect some of those efforts to win over the fence sitters to come from?
Well, clearly, just like on the House side, they're going to play with these credits and wheel and deal with these credits like monopoly money to buy votes. But at the end of the day, I don't think that's good enough in terms of reaching the 60-vote mark on the Senate floor. And I think the fundamentals of this bill just aren't going to cut it. And I think we will stop this bill on the Senate floor. Don't want to take anything for granted. People need to have their voices heard and need to speak out and be engaged and be involved. But I'm very hopeful we can stop this bill on the Senate floor.
One thing that's changed, Senator, of course, in the past few weeks is this Freedom of Information Act request, which shows that Obama's own Treasury Department suggests that higher energy rates for the average American family will be over $1,700 a year rather than somewhere between $1 and $200, which was predicted by most Democrats a couple of months ago. Does that fundamentally change this debate, or is it just part of it?
I think it's a big part of it. I think it's very helpful in pointing out how costly this bill would be to every American consumer. You know, the president says it'll cost you an extra postage stamp a day as an American family. His own experts in the Treasury Department say, well, more like over $1,700 a year for a family. It's a big difference. I think the $1,700 figure is low, but even if you accept it, that's a big hit to every American family in the middle of this recession.
Bring it down to the individual level if you can here, Senator, because I know you had multiple town hall meetings across your state over the month of August up through Labor Day. In addition to all the health care questions that are out there, I'm sure you heard a lot about this based on what you said before about Louisiana's energy economy.
Sure.
What are individual people telling you? How would it impact their lives?
Well, what I hear in Louisiana is, we're in the middle of a really serious recession. So why are we going to do this that, number one, costs every American family in terms of a big spike in energy costs? Number two, exports American jobs in a significant way. And number three, increases our energy dependence on foreign sources because we're shutting down a lot of domestic energy that we have now.
And, Senator, what is the official GOP alternative? You talked a little bit a moment ago about what you think is the right way ahead, exploring pretty much every new technology available and looking at all different options to move forward with providing domestic energy. Will there be an alternative GOP bill, and will it pretty much look like what you just described?
Well, there are several different Republican alternatives. I'm not sure there'll be one single bill, but there are meaningful alternatives. And basically, it's, look, we need to do all of the above, not either or. Certainly, we need to develop new technology, new energy sources, but we also need to build a bridge to the future, and we need to get to that new energy future. And that involves natural gas and nuclear in a big way.
Senator, unfortunately, our time is up. Good of you, as always, sir, to be with us.
Thanks, Greg.
Louisiana Senator David Vitter, a Republican from the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.